The U.S. is trying to help Ukraine get through the winter. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Jeff Pierre. It's Tuesday, November 29th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Russian bombing has left Ukraine's energy system on the brink of collapse. Millions of people potentially face a winter without electricity and heat. The U.S. is expected to announce steps today to help Ukraine deal with these attacks and get equipment to repair power facilities. The help is being outlined in Romania. Officials from the Group of Seven Nations are meeting there this week. Number two, President Biden has asked Congress to block a railroad strike. Unions and major freight carriers are struggling to reach a deal over paid sick days and other attendance issues. The strike deadline is December 9th. There's a lot of worry about this because a strike would have huge consequences. It could affect food and energy supplies, train travel, and even drinking water. The House will consider legislation this week to force through a deal that was recently rejected by some of the unions. Number three, the U.S. has been accused of discriminating for decades against Black veterans. A lawsuit was filed yesterday that centers on a Vietnam War veteran. The suit claims that he was unable to get health care benefits or home loan and education assistance from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Advocates say that his story is one of many. This case could determine if the government could be held responsible for systemic prejudices. At number four, a tornado outbreak could hit parts of the South today. The areas between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee are the most at risk. But anyone in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, or Mississippi should be on alert. Tornado watches will likely be issued later this morning or around lunchtime. Thunderstorms are expected to start in the late afternoon. Our fifth story today: Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano has erupted for the first time in 38 years. This is the biggest active volcano on Earth. It's at the center of Hawaii's Big Island. It started spewing lava late on Sunday local time. This is the volcano's first eruption since 1984. Lava flows could threaten some roadways, and winds could carry volcanic gas and ash. But otherwise, officials say there's no immediate danger to populated areas. If you're like me, you're already fully aware of our sixth story today. The U.S. men's soccer team plays Iran at the World Cup this afternoon. We did the math, and a draw or a loss would mean elimination. The match kicks off at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and will be live on Fox Sports and streaming services. And number seven, climate change is affecting how animals mate. The flashy traits that some species use to attract a mate are becoming more energy draining than they're worth as the world warms. For example, the dark, sun-absorbing wings on a male dragonfly. Animals currently aren't adapting fast enough to keep up with climate change. But in the long run, changes in what counts as attractive will be critical for species survival. And you are all caught up. If you're enjoying the show, share it with someone you care about. I'm Jeff Pierre. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.